Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. You can log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. You'll find these lessons right on the website. These lessons are designed to help you find your place in God and to give you the biblical information you need to live a full life in Jesus Christ. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. Welcome back to our New Testament teachings, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of God. Jesus said in Luke chapter 4, in verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." The Holy Spirit had anointed him to preach. He preached the gospel that he received directly from God. He admitted that these words that I speak to you, I speak them because I heard them from the Father. Paul, he preached the gospel that Jesus Christ taught. Paul didn't preach the doctrines of those apostles that was at Jerusalem. Paul preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ preached the gospel of his Father. It was all the same gospel, but its origin was from heaven, from God himself. So why do we put such emphasis on the gospel of Jesus Christ? Who is this Jesus Christ that we would preach everything that he told us to preach? Who is this Nazarene that shows up on the scene and tells everybody to believe in him? Who is he anyway? Well, Jesus of Nazareth was God. God in the flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Jesus had a prehistory. Before he was conceived in his mother's womb, he had a history. You and I, before we were conceived in our mother's womb, had no history. We didn't exist. We had no other life. I know I've heard people say that I must have been something else in another life, because I have certain longings and certain inclinations. So I must have been maybe a warrior in another life, or maybe a certain animal they will name. And some of them have even said, when I come back in this next life, I want to be a rich man when I come back in my other life. Well, we had no other life before we were conceived in our mother's womb, but Jesus did. His prehistory doesn't date back to the Amazon jungles. If you would study the prehistory of Jesus, you would have to go back to the Father's bosom. God the Word has always been. He was with God the Father during those endless ages of eternity. As the Son is never without its light, so the Father is never without his Son. God had the Word with him, which is equal to himself. Everything in space and time existed because of the creative power of God. So what is the gospel that Jesus Christ taught? Well, in the book of Matthew, there is 7 chapters. Chapters 5 through 11 contains the most of the gospel that Jesus preached, and I believe he preached this same gospel that you will read about in these 7 chapters of Matthew. The day that our Lord climbed that mountain and taught the words that's in these chapters, I believe he signed his own death warrant. The sound of nails and hammers digging through human flesh were the echoes thrown back from the mountainside, where he taught men how to be blessed. Everybody wants to be blessed, but his ways were the very opposite of the ways of the world. One way to make enemies and antagonize people is to challenge the spirit of the world. There are certain unanalyzed assumptions which govern the conduct of the world. In these words that he spoke in chapter 5, our divine Savior takes these 8 flimsy catchwords of the world: security, revenge, laughter, popularity, getting even, and comfort, and turns them upside down.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.